This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Abide with me, fast falls the eventide.
It is better to wear out than to rust out. That was a phrase that was used by Henry Light, who is the writer of this hymn. He pastored a poor church in the fishing village, and though it was a hard and discouraging place to minister, he stayed by the stuff. He wrote this hymn as he was dying of tuberculosis and asthma. And it was at this point in his life that he kind of felt all alone. Reading the account of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, he ran across these words from the two: "Abide with us." From that he wrote, "Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me."
Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that familiar theme, we do welcome you to today's Tuesday, I'm pretty sure. It is the 9th day of August, and we're about 20 minutes after 12 noon. And let me take a quick look at our area traffic maps and see if we've got anything going on. I'm not really seeing a lot. We do have a bit of a slowdown on I-40 around Valdez, Conley Springs, right in there. And that's going to be affecting eastbound motorists there on I-40. So that's one spot to kind of take note of. But that's on down the country a little ways. Around here, I'm not seeing anything of any major impact. But just be careful as you're out and about. And always know that I-26 can start feeling bad in a hurry. That's why I call it I-20 sick. Sometimes it's not well. I did want to mention, talking about I-26, we've got some detours that are going to be going on. And I wanted to make sure that folks were aware of those. Section of I-26 is going to be closed nightly this week as crews work on the bridge over the French Broad River. They're placing some steel beams that are more than 200 feet long. Yeah, they got some substantial equipment to move that type of beam. And it's a new section on the bridge there. So what's going to happen? Let's see, Wednesday and Thursday evenings from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. the following morning. I-26 East from Brevard Road, which is exit 33, to Long Shoals, which is exit 37, will be closed. That's eastbound. Tonight, it will be closed from exit 33 to exit 40. And I'm trying to see if that's going to be, it just says the interstate will be closed. So I guess both directions are going to be closed tonight. And that starts at 8 o'clock, and they are saying they'll be done by 6 o'clock in the morning the following day. So all of I-26, if I'm understanding this correctly, will be closed tonight from Brevard Road to Airport Road. Trying to get that the new beams in there.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right.
We have got a busy place today.
it's hopping.
Yeah.
We'll tell you more about that here in a minute.
Yep.
But they're just wanting the folks to know. So, and they said also that they're going to have a warning system for boaters on the river during the overnight hours.
Yeah.
Because that they're going to be doing that. And so that's kind of interesting. Do people fish the river at night, or who would you be on the river at night?
I wouldn't think so, but you know, I think the issue is just basic. They're trying their very best to be cautious and overly cautious.
Oh, okay.
Because can you imagine? I mean, I've seen the size of those beams.
Yeah.
They're 200 feet long, and they are like, I mean, they're like the height of this room.
Oh, wow.
Wide.
Yeah.
Okay, so they stand in on end. They're huge, mm-hmm. and they obviously weigh a tremendous amount. So anybody that may get...
As you said, an abundance of
it's
caution.
It's out of an abundance of caution.
Yeah, I guess I can see that, because I'm thinking, who in the world going to be in the river at night?
Yeah.
If you would like to get real-time information, you can visit drivenc.gov. Again, that's drivenc.gov.
Uh-huh.
And that'll give you up to date. They say drivers need to plan for the detours, remain alert at all times, and obey all posted traffic signs. And they're going to divert everybody over to Hendersonville Road, which is US 25. And they've got the red lights worked out that they'll stay green longer to hopefully help the flow of traffic there.
Yeah, yeah.
1211 said, I can hear something in the background while you're talking.
Right.
We're working on that.
We are.
Not exactly sure. Brother Jones is actually under the floor right now.
Yeah, or bless his heart.
That's where all the equipment is. So he's working on that, and we apologize for that. I'm interested, 2111, are you listening on the AM, FM, or the app, or online?
That'll help us.
That might help.
Yeah.
And if folks, if you're listening, and if you could just give us a report, yes, I hear it, no, I don't, and how you're listening, that would be a great blessing if we could get that.
Okay.
The FM, okay, thank you. So they're hearing it on the FM. Brother Jones is listening on, he's got his app, so he can hear us down below. So hopefully we'll pass along some information that will be helpful to him. So we are hearing it on the FM side, we know. But I'm interested, those listening to 720 AM, do you hear something in the background behind us?
Okay.
Somebody else. All clear. Okay.
So all clear on the FM now. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll try to track. Well, Brother Jones will try to track it down, and we'll just pass along
information. Leave it in those technical hands of his.
Yeah. And we'll just tell him what. What little I know, I've already told him that I can hear something, but it actually was coming over a speaker up here earlier.
You could hear it in the background.
So I'm like, even when we turned our mic on, usually in this room, if you turn a mic on and have what we call a live mic, it'll kill every
everything.
Speaker we have, but it didn't kill that one.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, I can hear it.
Yeah.
So, but in our room, we don't hear it anymore. Let's see.
Okay.
So. We got somebody there listening on the app, 5757. On the app, they hear it. It comes and goes.
Okay.
And then, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you to a caller from Balsam Grove. I'm assuming you're on the AM there in Balsam Grove, so everything seems good there.
Okay.
Maybe that'll help Brother Jones.
That's kind of narrow it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in a moment, we'll talk about Faith, Family, and Freedom Rally, because that's kind of what we're all kind of in that mode, and getting plans finalized. And I want to hit a text that came in.
Okay.
Said someone, you know, working on this, if we can get a flyer or something. We're going to try to get the flyer posted on our Facebook page. And then also try to get it up on our website as soon as we can.
Okay.
And so we'll try to help you in that way. And if not, if 8095, if you'll contact us after Swap Shop, I'll do my best. If you'll send us an email, I don't know that I can text the flyer to you, but if you'll send us an email, we'll make sure that we email you a flyer.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the Faith, Family, and Freedom Rally.
Yeah.
I think that's all the questions that we have.
I think so, so far. Yeah.
There, yeah. Okay. Well, we've got back to school on our mind.
Yeah. And, is it close to that time already?
It is.
Okay.
And some are starting back this week.
Yeah.
And some that do the year-round schedule, they're already back in.
Mm-hmm.
But then others, I think Brevard Academy is starting this week. And then I know Anchor starts next Monday. And then Transylvania County and... Is it Henderson County as well, the 29th?
29th. Polk County's the 29th.
So a couple, we got a few more days there, but definitely getting in the swing. And I was in a store the other day, and I went through the school supply aisle. I got brave. And I walked through there, and I couldn't believe it looked like a bomb had went off.
Oh, I know.
It was decimated. I mean, it was, I was like, how could you even find anything in here? I don't know. But bless the folks trying to organize that. I don't know if they had just had a run and some kids had, I don't know what they did. Or adults did something, but it was crazy. But some of it's already getting, I'm surprised, a little sparse.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the different shelves were empty, but I did later find that most stores have school supplies in multiple locations.
Yeah,
they've got your center, and then you got end caps, and then you actually have the school supply section. So, it's time. We're praying for you. And do we have bus safety today?
Well, I was. Since you mentioned schools, and you said we'd talk about it a little bit about the idea of kids. Of course, right now with gas prices being the way they are, and a lot of that, you know, a lot of changes are going to be happening this year in regarding to getting kids to school. Not only from the parents' point of view, because they may be relying more on school buses this year than normally, because you know when gas was $2 a gallon. You could kind of, you know, work it into your own schedule, getting your kids. But, you know, school systems run buses by your house. It's just one of the ways that you could be able to save a little bit of money. But on the other hand, it costs taxpayer money to buy fuel.
Yeah.
And so, plus with the shortage of bus drivers, consolidating routes, longer routes, those kind of things, all of those factors play into the overall safety of our kids getting to school and from school.
Yeah.
Anytime a bus is longer on, anytime it's longer on the highway, it presents a greater danger.
Yeah.
And not only that, the fact is, kids are going to have to get up earlier. They're going to get home later. They're going to have to be outside in the dark, probably a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And so there's several things that we really need to look at. And primarily, we'll just start off with. We'll have little tidbits through the week up leading up to school. But just saying this, if you are out early, mind you that some bus routes start very early. You wouldn't think it, but they do, particularly some of the handicap buses and special needs buses and those that have long routes. When you're talking in excess of almost two hours for a route. So you're going to have buses cranking up and hitting the road in the neighborhood of around 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. To get to school by 8.
So because most of them try to, as a matter of fact, the reason why they start early is because they want to get the kids that are not able to get a good meal early to school, because they'll serve breakfast especially at the elementary and the middle school level.
Yeah.
So they'll have breakfast ready for those that are want to eat breakfast. So you have to get there about 7:40 to drop those kids off. That being said, you're going to have kids outside in the dark. They're going to be standing on the edge of roadways.
Yeah.
As a former bus driver, let me just say this. If you've got little bitty kids, and I'm talking about kindergartners that can you barely can see them behind a mailbox.
Yeah.
Parents and grandparents tell your kids to tell their kids. It's a scary thing to pull up on a bus stop, and then all of a sudden you look, and there's a little bitty kid standing there by themselves. Mm. I've done that several occasions when I was driving an elementary bus, and a kindergartner left by themselves on busy Highway 64, standing by a mailbox at 6:45 in the morning. No. That kind of got my dander up a little bit in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
As a bus driver. And the poor little girl, bless her heart, she's just standing there. I knew she was afraid, and she was scared to death. And I guess it was the grandpa coming out of me, but the fact remains, and what worried me is that the lights, the front porch light was on at the house where they were supposed to live, but I didn't see any other lights on and nobody on the porch. Mm. Now, there's several things can happen there, not to mention the fact that they could just go missing without ever getting on the school bus. So, first of all, make sure your parents have a plan when you're putting your child on a bus. Make sure that they, if it's wintertime, make sure they're clothed properly. Make sure they've got a shelter if they got to stand and wait for a bus. And then keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
Okay? I know a lot of parents, thankfully, if they live up in a subdivision or something, they'd put them in their car and drive them down to the entrance where we'd stop and pick up kids and sit in their cars and wait on them for the bus to come.
Yeah.
Excellent idea. Yeah. Excellent idea. And so get a plan now, before the bus ever arrives, of what you're going to do, and talk to the bus driver, and kind of get a plan between the two of you, okay?
Yeah, please do.
Those are just a couple of things. We'll have more on the idea of what to do with lights and what to do with passing and what to do with all of that coming up later on.
When to stop and not to stop.
Yeah, we'll talk all about that.
Thank you, Jamie. Sounds like they're hearing kind of music in the background on and off. Yeah,
okay.
I think it's been tracked down to our EAS receiver type something. And somebody said they heard music while CLA was on.
Okay.
WGCR. So I guess it's on the 720 AM side.
All righty.
And again, we're working on it. So if you hear something in the background, we're working to get that resolved. I don't know what
the actual problem is. Thank you for your input, folks.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank
that.
You. We've passed that along to Brother Jones.
Yep.
We have got our back-to-school prize package.
Sure, yeah.
$75 Visa spending money. Also, a brand-new Bible, a WGCR T-shirt, and some other things as well. And we're giving that away all this week to a young man and a young lady each day on Swap Shop.
Okay.
And today, can you see that screen there?
I can.
Okay.
Yeah, we go.
Today, Miss Christy, she draws our winners for us. Today, we salute our young lady, goes to Mayfield Creek Christian Academy.
Okay.
Mayfield Creek Christian Academy.
All right.
She's 12.
Uh-huh.
And her name is Courtney Gibson.
Congratulations, Courtney.
God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah, getting back, ready to go to school. Was it 12? Well, that would be sixth grade?
Right in that neighborhood,
sixth grade, probably. Sixth grade, yeah. And then our boy, our gentleman winner for today, a 9-year-old gentleman from Stony Mountain Baptist Church School, Mr. Alan James.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Alan. And getting ready to go back to school here soon, and so hope it you're getting ready. You can take this take that gift card and kind of get some stock up on.
You can go to the store and spend it, or you can use it online. That's the beauty of it. And we trust that everybody heading back to the classroom, students and staff alike, will be blessed with a good school year and be listening. And also, if you've not registered your K through 12th grader, it's not too late.
No.
You can go online to WGCR.net and just click the backpack giveaway. We call it backpack because in the day we actually bought backpacks, but we know that everybody likes to pick out their own.
Yeah.
So we just give you money to do that. But just click on the banner and answer a few questions and we'll get them registered and we'll continue our drawing every day this week.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know, you and I went to school about the same age, about the same time, and You know, before backpacks. I mean, they've kind of been backpacks, have been around for a while. But book bags.
We had a book bag. Yeah, we didn't.
And, you know, the big thing was is that it had your school logo on it.
Yeah.
And if you got the nice vinyl ones, you know, with a, like for us West Henderson Falcons out there, you know, we all went to West. Those might be listening here local went to West Henderson. We had that big, giant W on the side of it and a Falcon on the other side. Because that's, we carried our books in that.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we carried everything else in there from gym uniforms to
everything
else. But it was, but I guess that just, you know, instead of carrying them in a bag, you know, a book bag, it went to the backpacks.
Backpack. Yeah, we had like duffel bag type things, you know, and you would put in usually your practice clothes because I played sports, and so you had that. But, yeah, us Rosman, we did. Sometimes I think I just was lucky to get all mine and grab and not forget them. So, you know, but they had denim back in the day for some reason. You had the denim
had all
book
kinds.
Bags and bedazzlers, you know, man, back in the day.
Oh, boy.
Dating ourselves in a hurry. For sure. It's okay.
A bedazzler. I hadn't heard that word in a while.
Yeah, man, they'd scratch you if you didn't get them all mashed down good because the back of them were little spikes that went through the material. But I was so excited. I think I got one of those for Christmas one year, and I asked for it.
Right.
But, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, here we are. I figured that
wouldn't take long. I'll put in, you know, my hurrah for the Rosman Tigers.
Yeah,
that's right.
There we go. We've already got it started. That was my fault.
It's okay. So you're West Henderson.
Go Bearcats.
I'm Rosman.
Go
Falcons. Someone is going, go Bearcats. So, yeah. Hey,
we'll have it wide open here in a minute.
It's all good. And you get people riled there.
I know.
The weather is going to be nice. Now, I didn't have rain at my house yesterday. I was ready for it. I heard it, but it never made it.
Yeah.
But we've got cooler weather coming.
Yeah.
They say it'll be an unusual cool down by the weekend.
Cool.
And in some areas, we could see low 50s.
Did you just say 50?
I did. I said 50.
How about that?
And it wasn't associated with the birthday. It was the weather.
Yeah,
it said some. Now, they did say, you know, upper elevations. But I actually saw a tree, and I took a picture of it yesterday. It's already turned.
Oh.
It's in the Walmart parking lot on Airport Road. That's where I saw it.
Yeah.
But it's one lone tree, but it's beautiful.
Yeah. Wasn't one of those red maples, is it?
I don't know what it is, but it was gorgeous, and I took a picture and said, wow, first color that I've seen. But it will be cooler officially. What are we talking about? I didn't get to look at that. They're still saying, 62 Thursday night, 58 Friday night.
Oh,
let me see if I can come down here. Saturday night, 59. So we'll be in
the 50s.
Higher elevations, definitely be in the 50s.
Camping weather.
It'll probably be snowing at Craggy Gardens. It's always snowing at Craggy.
There you go. Clingman's Dome be snowing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of weather, we just saw these pop up, folks, and here they come. There's a big one. There's a cell over there, and of course, toward Western Transylvania County, and it is just above Sapphire. And
Lake Toxaway
area, and it's packing a pretty good punch.
Mom and Dad, go unplug the cordless phone.
Yeah, because
lightning always runs in. I don't know how many phones that they have blown up, but anyway, or lightning has taken out. So go unplug everything because it is coming through there. Got quite a bit of lightning. And at 12:56, they say that a system's coming through Lake Toxaway and hail is probable.
Okay, wow. All right, so mindful of that.
Yeah, that's one of those to take note of.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a quick mover. Yeah, it's moving quickly.
Kind of going southeast, south or east southeast, east southeast a little bit.
It's developing right over that those upper ridges and Lake Toxaway that run into Balsam Grove that hit the Parkway.
Yep.
And it does have quite. It's got some lightning, and it's kind of one of those. It's getting bigger. So it's getting bigger as the clips of the radar move forward. This system is just growing right over top. So it's originating.
Yeah.
Right over top.
I told you what we'd start.
I know.
Here we go.
Brother Baker, I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
Sorry. You know.
We are sorry.
Doug Baker said, absolutely Blue Devil territory.
You get caught between tigers and falcons. You know, that's just the way it is. When you're in Brevard, you get stuck with...
The Brevard High School Blue Devils.
There you go.
The Rossman High School Tigers. Yep, you are the West Henderson Falcons. Yep. And then the Hendersonville Bearcats. We've had
so far today.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well, so enjoy the maybe a little bit cooler for the weekend, and maybe the chance of rain kind of taking a break for the weekend.
I was looking at it for the weekend. It looks like I don't see anything forecasted, at least till Monday.
Yeah.
And so
I'll take it.
We'll take some. Now, granted, we saw the storms move through Henderson County, southern Henderson County, yesterday, but at the church.
You didn't.
Not a whole. I mean, it threatened. It sprinkled, but it rained just a fuzz, but it didn't. But it didn't do anything, you know, storm-wise. You could hear it and you could see it.
Yeah.
But just depend on where you are.
And that was kind of the way in Mills River. I heard it when I was getting out of the car. I heard the thunder and I thought, well, I'm going to get the groceries in before the rain.
Yeah.
But I checked back out, letting the dogs out, and I'm like, it's not raining. And it just kind of went on. So some folks in Mills River got it, but I at my house did not. But again, folks up in the Lake Toksui area, Sapphire, looks like this as it continues to move. We'll roll down through Rossman. Balsam Grove, you'll be at least some areas of Balsam Grove will probably, if you're not already seeing rain, you will shortly.
Okay.
So heads up there again. It's got quite a bit of rainfall, some lightning, and the probability of some hail. It's dark out one window and light out the other one.
That's why I'm sitting here. I'm looking in one direction, and it's back, you know, toward the west, and you can see some dark clouds starting. But I'm looking at blue sky back down toward... You know, toward Hendersonville and out toward points beyond there. So
I guess we'll just pick our window and be done with it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go ahead if you want and get into Swap Shop items, and we may finish up today with some music because I know you've got a meeting and may have something to get ready. And we have a meeting at 1 o'clock, and that meeting is regarding the upcoming Faith, Family, and Freedom Rally.
Yeah.
That is hosted here on the site of Anchor Baptist Church, but it's sponsored by many other like-minded individuals, churches, and businesses that still believe in faith, family, and freedom.
Yep.
And the day we'll have, we've got vendor booths, churches will be here. We have got inflatables for the kids. We got all kinds of goodies to give away as far as food, snow cones, slushies, popcorn, and we've got barbecue plates we'll be giving away. I think we're going to get some hot dogs and hamburgers that will also be given away. Anything that you can eat on the property is free. And then we'll have some vendors that'll be here selling different things. We'll have a lot of different folks represented, and that will start at 1 o'clock. We have got Riding on Faith will be here. That's the horse team that does the flag routines on horseback, and so they're going to be here. And really, the list is just too extensive
to
try to name it all.
It's incredible.
And at 2 o'clock, we'll start. So at 1 o'clock, we'll start with some of the pre-festivities. At 2 o'clock, music will start on stage. And we have got at 2 o'clock, the Slick Fisher Boys. At 2:30, we have got High Top Mountain Harmony. And then at 3 o'clock, Ben Rochester. At 3:30, we have got His Will. And at 4 o'clock, we will start the afternoon rally. And that will be, we'll have a patriotic program by Brother Reggie Sadler recognizing veterans. We've got Sylvia Bryson and also the Doug Grains family with some other special music. And then Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson will be here and will be the featured speaker. And so we hope that you'll come and be a part of it. We'll be running shuttle buses. We'll have parking. If you want to bring your camping chair or your lawn chair, you're welcome to do that. We will have chairs. This will be an outdoor event, so please pray for good weather for the 20th.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, please pray with us. Now, the event is happening rain or shine,
right?
But if it was shine, it would be a little easier.
Yeah, yeah. And when it comes to the service portion of the day, if we have to make a call, we'll make that call to be inside here in the sanctuary at Anchor Baptist Church at that point. But otherwise, everything outside, going to be outside.
Yeah.
And did get confirmation from Pastor a little bit ago. The sponsorships are going quick. When I say anybody can sponsor. We want people to, if you want to sponsor it, certainly can help us out with that. But if you wish to have a booth, or if you wish to have, you know, something like that.
Be on property that day
doing something, like you mentioned a minute ago. We need to have folks contact us as soon as possible because the cutoff the cutoff will be Friday for booth set for sponsorship and for reserving a booth.
Yeah.
That way we can get the grounds organized where everybody needs to go, and a lot of the printing processes that we're going to have to take care of. So from a program point, from a programming point, we need folks to get back with us as quick as you can. So if you've been contacted by me, or if you've been contacted by someone here regarding the potential of sponsoring our rally, please give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you, and we'll get your information and move forward.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. Again, inflatables, stuff for the kids. We've got animals. We've got all kinds of stuff. Petting zoo. It should be a fun day. So we hope that you'll be a part of it. Also, classic cars. I didn't put that in there earlier.
Yeah, that's going to be nice,
so
too.
So if you've got a nice ride that you've restored, feel free to bring it and park it. We'll have a nice area for you to park it and let folks enjoy it.
I know, brother Mullinax, bless you, my brother. At least you had one half of y'all are okay.
Well,
yeah, your precious wife is at least half of that combo.
Says in 1984, Pastor Buddy Mullinax, 38 years ago on August the 11th, ended up marrying a West Henderson Falcon, and he wouldn't trade her for anyone else.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Bless you, my brother.
That was good.
God bless you.
That was good.
Yeah.
Well, we'll
sure.
jump into Swap Shop items for today. Again, we'll wrap up maybe with some music just to allow a little extra time to get ready for this meeting. But we would love for you to be a part of the Faith, Family, and Freedom Rally and hear Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. If you've never heard him, I would just go to YouTube and just listen. And I would play a little clip. I don't know if it'll... You know, I don't know how good that would be to play off my phone.
Yeah, I hear
But I am very tempted to just grab. Do you have that?
Well, I'm going to.
Okay,
we're
it.
We are speeding along here to see which one gets to it the fastest.
I've got pictures of ants in my windows.
Well, which one do you want me to play?
Which one do you want to play? Just grab one.
I have the one about the gender ideology.
Okay.
Is that...
You can play whichever one you want.
Right.
I was looking.
Ain't but two genders. Two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils right now, trying to write fierce as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up, man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. Time for Christians to start standing up and being unafraid to tell the truth. Come after me if you want to. I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here. Come on, come get it. I don't care because it's time for us to stand up. And I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the truth about that issue. They're dragging our kids down into the pit of hell, trying to teach them that mess in our schools.
Yep.
Do you believe?
Yeah.
So, that is about the... you've never heard it any plainer. Go ahead.
Okay, here's... I don't know if you'll be able to hear mine or not.
Them boys at Bastogne had stayed in the foxhole that hadn't come out before. Them boys over in on D-Day had stayed on the ships instead of getting on the hinges boats. Landed on D-Day and giving their lives, what would have happened to this nation? What would have happened if nobody had showed up on Bunker Hill? Got politicians that won't show up on Capitol Hill. When the going gets tough, there's nowhere to be found. Here's what's even worse. Got a whole lot of pastors out there that won't get in the fight either. They'll sit in their own communities, find their own little comfortable foxhole somewhere in their big mega church with their micro gospel. They have the nerve to say, I'm not political. what you are is a coward. It's not fit to be called a follower of Christ. Every pastor in this nation right now ought to be coming out of the foxhole.
This is right here.
Fight for both.
There you go.
That, my friend, is probably a good taste, a good helping of what you will probably hear
on Saturday, August the 20th.
That's right. And what a, I mean, just a powerful, powerful speaker. And thank God for some leadership in this country.
The Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina. That's who you just heard.
That's right.
Mr. Mark Robinson.
Yes.
And he will be here, and wow, if he'll get you fired up, I'm telling you.
I'll tell you, I picked out about three different topics for a message, right, and just that little glip right there.
Goodness.
Yeah, your mega church with your micro gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Foxhole preachers.
So
that's good stuff.
You be praying with us, and we'll look forward.
Yeah.
Again, we stress this is a rally for faith,
yep,
for family, and for freedom.
That's right.
And everyone is welcome if you believe in those things. And we'll look forward to a great day. Be listening to Drive Time. Pastor Barton will have more details.
All right. We've got some Swap Shop items here for sale. A four-piece living room suit, couch, love seat, our electric recliners in each one of them. Also a rocker recliner manual. And a big coffee table that has a lift-up section. It's about 4 years old, brown in color, bought new for $1,000. Or they bought it new. They're asking $1,000 for all. 734-5116, 734-5116.
That storm that's tracking through Lake Toksoway, I think it's kind of calmed down a bit.
Yeah.
They've taken the probability of hail out of that.
Okay.
But it's still got some lightning and some pretty heavy rainfall
for folks
in that stretch.
Yeah.
Looking for a turnover or clamp-on forks for a loader or backhoe front bucket. Now, they prefer the turnover or rollover type. You can text them at 678-835-7384. That's 678-835-7384.
Here's someone looking for some beans, some Kennebec potatoes, and an infant swing. 862-4964, 862-4964.
An elderly lady is needing someone that could come and help trim some bushes and shrubbery in her yard. She's just not able to do it and could use some help. 641-1870, 641-1870.
Here's the Salika Church of God is giving away 17 church pews. Call for more information at 556-9902, 556-9902.
A free black and orange rooster. You need to be able to pick him up. Call Janice at 384-9024, 384-9024.
A Yorkshire Terrier. He's male, 7 months old, good with kids, cats, and other dogs and chickens. Call Kim for more information at 506-4274, 506-4274.
Two very friendly female full-blooded Maltese. These are amazing dogs.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best dogs I've ever had was a Maltese. These are $400 each, 575-4118. 575-4118.
A power chair for $700 has brand new batteries. Also, a wheelchair carrier for $200. A 2016 Cub Cadet lawnmower for $1,200. And four counter height stools. They're red and white striped for $100 for all those. 280-9809. 280-9809.
8-month-old CKC registered Maltese Shih Tzu mix, about 8 pounds. Call and ask for Jenny. It's $400. 331-0859, 331-0859. And that's going to be a wrap of our Swap Shop items.
Yeah.
And let me look here on the day book. Happy birthday wishes going out to Mr. Zebulon Landreth.
Happy birthday.
And then Brother Roger Buckner.
All right. Happy birthday, brother.
And then anniversary wishes to Bob and Debbie Simpkins. They've been married 7 years today.
What about that? Happy anniversary, folks. God bless you.
God bless you. And as you celebrate, we're praying you enjoy a wonderful day. And if you know somebody that we don't have on our list, let us know. We'd love to celebrate right along with them, 828-884-9427, or you can text us at 828-577-1296.
I know folks are listening right now. Let me just throw, I ain't going to throw these out there, but if you're praying today and you got prayer warriors out there, I had several prayer requests called in, and just mention these briefly. Pray for a grandson, very sick. They're looking to try to get him into a hospital in Nashville, so pray for that. Also, I had a lady call in, say to pray for a cousin who's having heart surgery, also a son that's having some issues with his medications, and she asked that folks would pray for her as well, as she's got some problems, health problems as well. So remember those today. Just as we receive those in throughout the day, we try to write those down and let Pastor know about them in the evening so you can help us pray as well.
And pray for the McCrary family recent bereavement in here in the Little River area. And then also pray for a dear lady, lost her husband unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And I got to speak with her this morning, and she's just lost.
Yeah.
And we're trusting the Lord would just help her in a real special way.
All right.
We'll finish up today with a part of a medley of hymn from the Isaacs.
Very good.